What's going on?
Hello.
Hi, Samantha.
Hi, Dawson. How are you?
Don't tell me you have boyfriend drama.
Well, I wouldn't say it's drama. It's more of a situation. I date a guy, and we've been dating for a little over 2 months. And he is probably one of the best things that's come in my life, since probably end of last year. I lost my radio job. Trying to find a new job, then finding a job, and, it was just too stressful. So, he was kind of like the light at the end of the tunnel, and he has been great to me. The only downfall, I would say, is probably our religious beliefs. We talk about it. We're very receptive to each other. I am Christian, and he is agnostic.
When you say Christian...
When I say Christian, I say Pentecostal, born and raised Church of God. And he's even told me before that, he wished, because he does, right now what he's doing is he's searching. That's all he's doing right now, is just searching. And so I'm helping him, giving him Bible verses. And I know the difference between bombarding somebody with faith and, belief than, just helping, kind of nudging them in the right direction.
Okay, well, Samantha, let me just jump in if I could. A thought came to me.
Okay.
You are heavily into Christianity.
Yes.
He isn't.
Right.
We got problems in River City.
But that's the thing. What it is that, he's even told me he wants to just become a Christian, so it would be easier for him to, express his, his beliefs in, or what of non-belief, I guess you could say. Like I said, he is searching. And
well, what I would say is this. If he's truly searching for truth in Christianity, then you're not the one to help him. You're the one to point him to somebody that you know that's deeply involved in what you believe in to talk with him.
Okay.
Not you. He looks into the beauty of your eyes and he says, well, I may be looking for God, but boy, I'm finding Samantha. Woo! And you may be getting in the way of his search.
Right.
You don't want that.